Yaraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, 9 lines up from the bottom. Amar Lei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. We had just mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan had said that the Makar for the Prisha Shivas Yamin before Yom Kippur is from the Miluim. So now says the Gemara, Amar Lei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish Asher Rabbi Yochanan, Mehecha Ki Alfis La Mimiluim. It comes out that where are you learning it out from? Where are you learning out the then Prisha from? From the Miluim. Imam Miluim Kolakasav and Ma'akev Ben. If so, the Prisha on the Miluim we know is Ma'akev. So an Afachanami Kolakasav and Ma'akev Ben. So by Yom Kippur as well, we should say that the Prisha is Ma'akev. If the Makar is in the Miluim, then the Prisha on Yom Kippur should be Ma'akev. V'chitim Afachanami, and if you'll tell me that it is Ma'akev, but it's not, but I have a right that it's not, because the Mishnah says, U'maskinin loy kayin acher. It says that we prepare a backup kayin gadol, and the lashon is that we're maskinin loy. It doesn't, v'loy katani mafrishin. It doesn't say that we're mafrishim. It doesn't say that he requires prisha. It sounds like he doesn't require prisha. Now, what would be the point in setting up a backup kayin gadol without prisha if prisha is ma'akev? It must be that prisha is not ma'akev. V'chi tema that my maskinin mafrishin, and if you'll tell me that no, Avada, he does require prisha, and the word maskinin means mafrishin. If so, it's then listen iedivid maskinin iedivid mafrishin. So the Mishnah should have used the same lashon both by the kohen gadol and the backup kohen gadol. It should have said by both of them maskinin or by both of them mafrishin. Why by the regular kohen gadol does it say mafrishin, and then by the backup it says maskinin? It's mashma that maskinin is lafuke mafrishin, that he doesn't require prisha because prisha is not ma'akev. So how could you tell me that the makar some the Miluim, if the Makar is from the Miluim, so then preacher should be Ma'akev. So Amar Lei, Rav Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, Elamar Mehecha Yalafla. So where do you learn it out from? Meaning, where is there a better, do you have a better Makar? So Amar Reish Lakish said, Mi Sinai. Yes, I do. I learn it out from Sinai. I learn out the Chiyuv Prisha from Sinai. The Chesiv it says by Har Sinai, V'yishkain Kvayd Hashem al Har Sinai, V'chaseywa Anon Sheishas Yamim. It says that the cloud covered Har Sinai for 6 days, V'yikra Ma'ishir B'yay Mashvi, and that Hashem then called to Ma'ishir B'yinu on the 7th day, Michti Chesiv, V'yikra Ma'ishir B'yay Mashvi. The Torah already says now that Hashem called to Ma'ishir B'yinu on the 7th day. So Ma'ishishas Yamim. So then why does the Torah need to point out that the cloud was on Har Sinai for 6 days? Anyways, it says, I can figure it out. It says that Hashem called to Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th day. So why is the Torah stressing these 6 days? It says Reish Lakish, Zebana Av Shekol Nichnas B'Machane Shechina Ta'am Prisha Shisha. It's coming to teach us that this is not just a mikra that it happened to be that Moshe Rabbeinu was perished for 6 days before Matan Torah. It's coming to teach us it's a Bana Av. It's coming to teach us that this is a klal, that this is a klal that anytime one goes to the Machane Shechina, so he needs to do a Prisha Shisha Siyamim, and that's the makar for the Prisha Yom Kippur. Generally, Machne Shechina encompasses more than just the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in this context we mean that so too the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, before he goes to the Machne Shechina, referring to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he needs to do a Prisha Shisha Siyamim. Frak the Gemara of Hanan Shiva Tanan. That would be nice if our Mishnah had said that the Kohen Gadol only needs to be purged for 6 days before Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah says 7 days. How could you tell me that the Makar is from Sinai, which is only a 6 day Prisha? Says the Gemara, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Chayesh of Tumas Beisai, who is Chayesh for Tumas Beisai, that if the Kohen Gadol is together with his wife, so there's a Chashash that maybe he'll by mistake, he'll become a Ba'al Nida, and he'll have a 7 day Tumah, and therefore, the Ritva says in the second Pshat, that once we anyways have from Sinai that he needs to be Pirish for 6 days, so then we add on a 7th day, because of Tumas Beisai, that he should be Chayesh for Tumas. As basically, we want him to be away from his wife for 7 full days. Amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So it comes out, we have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what the makar for Prisha Shivas Yamin by Yom Kippur is. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the makar is from the Miluim, and according to Reish Lakish, the makar is from Sinai. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Bishlam Lididi, Di Alfina Miluim, everything is good according to me. Who I say that the makar is from the Miluim, I say that the makar for the Prisha is from the Miluim, Hanu de Tanya Zevizem, Mazna Love Kol Shiva. Now it makes sense. Mikol Chata Isha Hayusham. Now it makes sense, that which we learned in the Braisa, which says that both the Kohen Hasarif is a para and the Kohen Gadol during his prisha before Yom Kippur, so we're mazin on them, we sprinkle on them from the Efer Paraduma, from the Mechatas. So that makes a lot of sense according to me, because I say that the Makar is from the Miluim for the prisha, and the Havinami Hazab in Miluim, and during that prisha by the Miluim there was also Hazah. So since the whole Makar for the prisha is from the Miluim, and by the prisha of the Miluim there was Hazah, Maish Rabbeinu sprinkled dam onto Aaron and Kohen and his sons, so to the Prisha, which we learn out from there, meaning the Prisha of Yom Kippur and the Prisha of Paraduma, also requires Hazah. But according to you, Reish Lakish, you say that the Makar for the Prisha is from Harsinai. So Hazah b'Sinai mihavai, was there any Hazah by Harsinai? So why would the bride, where would we get this din of Hazah from? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Reish Lakish said back to Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lakish said back, l'tameich, according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, minicha, is it any better? B'miluim dam, it's true, we learn out the Prisha, even according to you, that we learn out the Prisha from the Miluim, but this Hazah is clearly not coming from there, because the Hazah by the Miluim was with Dam, it was with the Dam of the Karbanis, like we mentioned. But over here, it's Mechatas. So clearly, even according to you, there must be a different Makar for this Hazah. So what are you asking on me for? Even according to you, there must be a different reason for this Hazah, because this Hazah is not doimed to the Hazah that there was by the Miluim. Says the Gemara, then no, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't bothered by that, because like Kasha, that's not a Kasha, the Tani Rabbi Chia nechnesu ma'im tachas dam. Because even though that by the Miluim, the Hazah was with dam, but we could say that ma'im takes the place of the dam, that we use the ma'im in place of the dam. But it's the same idea, at least. At least we find a concept of Hazah. El-Lidach, but according to you, Reish Lakish, you say that the Makar is from Sinai. Hazah b'Sinai mihavai. Was there any sort of Hazah at all by Har Sinai? So how could we have, where would we get this in a Hazah from? And Amar Lei, Reish Lakish responded, that Maila b'Alma, the Enochanami, there's no makar for this Hazah. It's not a Chiyav Daraisa. It's just a Maila Ba'alma. It's a Chumrah that the Rabbanan took on. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kavasid Reish Lakish. We have a Braisa which shows, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Makar for the Prisha on Yom Kippur and the Para is from the Miluim. And we have a Braisa which shows, like Reish Lakish, that the Makar is from Sinai. First, says the Gemara, Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Braisa which supports Rabbi Yochanan, because the Pasuk says, Bezois Yavu Aaron Elo Kodesh. It says that he comes into the Kodesh Bezois with this. What's with this? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, B'masha Amar B'inyan, with the thing that it says elsewhere. Mahi Be'inyan, what's this elsewhere, where it says somewhere, that we're learning out from there? The Miluim, it's referring to the Miluim. Uma Amar B'inyan the Miluim, and what does it say by the Miluim? It says that Aaron Pirei Shiva. It says that Aaron HaKohen was perished for 7 days, B'shimash Yom Echad, and then he served on the Yom Shmini the Miluim. Umaisha Masar like Kol Shiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave him over Torah, whatever it was that he needed to know, all those 7 days that he was Pirish, in order to prepare him and be mechanech him for the Avodah. And from there we learn out that Afludairis, so too for all future generations, Kohen Gadol Pirish Shiva, the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur is Pirish for 7 days, and then he serves on Yom Kippur. And we set up 2 Talmid Chachamim from the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, who know how to do the Avodah properly, lafuke tzedukin, as opposed to tzedukin, who they have a different way of doing the avodah. We specifically gave him tamidav shel Moshe Rabbeinu, meisun le, we give over to him kol shiva, all of these 7 days, kedi lechanche ba'avodah, in order to be mechanechim, in order to be mechanech the kohen gadol in the avodah. And mikan amruf zak the brisa, from here they said shiva asyamim kodim yom kippurim, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, mafrishin kohen gadol mi beisai, that we take the kohen gadol out of his house, lishkas parhedrin, and we bring him to the lishkas Parhedrin. And the Braisa continues, Ukashem Shemafrishin Kain Gadol, just like we are Mafresh the Kain Gadol, Kach Mafrishin Kain Asarif Asapara. So too, we're Mafresh the Kain Asarif Asapara, Lalishka Shapnei Abira, to a Lishka that's by the Beis HaMikdash, Sefayna Mizracha, to the north and to the east, Ve'achadzeh, Mas Nalav, Kol Shiva Mikoch Ata Yishayusham. And by both of them, both the Kain Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kain Asarif Asapara, we sprinkle on them Mechatas Mikoch Ata Yishayusham, like we mentioned before, Ve'im Taimar B'miluim Dam V'acham Ayim. And if you'll ask that by the Miluim it was Dam and over here it's Mayim, Amar Nechnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. It's not a problem, because because we use mayim in place of dam. So that was all from the drasha from this pasuk of Bezois. And it says the Braisa of Vaimim, and also it says, meaning we have another makar for this prisha, because the pasuk says by the miluim, kasher asa b'yayim hazeh, that just like you did on this day that you had prisha, siva Hashem l'aseis l'chaper aleichem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is commanding that you do this again in the future, l'chaper aleichem as a kapara. So we dash from there, says the Braisa, that l'aseis elu maisa paro, l'aseis refers to the para, that the para requires prisha shivas yamim, and l'chaper elu maisa yom kippurim. And l'chaper refers to the maisa yom kippurim, that Yom Kippur requires a prisha shiva. So a second makar. One makar from Bezois, and a second makar from the miluim, where the pasuk says kashir asa. Says the Gemara. Fine. So that's Adkan. That's the Tani Kivase de Rabbi Yechlan. Now before we get to the Tani Kivase de Reish Lakish, so the Gemara just has a few kashas. Says the Gemara, V'hai Bezois, mi Baile Legufei. How could you tell me that we learn out from Bezois the Chiyav Prisha? Bezois is necessary for the Pasha Lepshad of the Pasuk, that Beparben Bakar, Lechatos, V'ayla Ayla, that Arnakai needs to bring these Karbanes. Says the Gemara, Amri, Ila Karbin Lechudei, if the Torah just meant with the word Bezois, that it was, the Torah was just referring to these Karbanes, Sin Lema Krabizeh, Aibeela. So the Torah should have said with this or with these, but Belashon Zachar, since the Karbanes are Zacharim, so the Torah should have said Bezeh, or it should have said Be'ela. My Bezois, why is the Torah talk in Lashon Nekeva and say Bezois? Shramis may not tarti, it must be to also teach me about Prisha, which is Lashon Nekeva, that there's a Chiyuv Prisha before Yom Kippur. Why does the Braisa then bring a second drasha for the same thing? Says the Gemara, because he could have been bothered by Akasha. That if you'll say that maybe just the first Yom Kippur requires Prisha, like we found by the Miluim, that it was a one-time thing. But other future Yom Kippurs do not require Prisha. Inami, maybe you'll say that Kohen Gadol kamu hu debai Prisha, that maybe just the first Kohen Gadol, he's the one who requires Prisha. Of a Kohen Gadol ba'al malai, but not any future Kohen Gadol, Tashemak, that's why the Braisa then brings the second Makar of Kashir Asa, that now that we have two Makaris, so it must be it's not just for the first Kohen Gadol, not just the first Yom Kippur, it must be all, every Kohen Gadol, it must be every Yom Kippur, we always are going to have this Chiyav Prisha.